Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita Tyagi. Today is Thursday, 14th of December, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open with gains as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index. Nifty futures were trading at a premium of more than 200 points from previous futures close, hinting at a record start for the Indian markets on dovish Fed policy. In the previous session, both indices ended marginally higher amid volatility as investors remained cautious ahead of the US Fed meet outcome. Nifty 50 formed a doji candlestick pattern on the daily charts, indicating indecisiveness among buyers and sellers about the future market trends. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to see immediate resistance at 20,951, while on the lower side it can take support at 20,813 levels. Markets may cheer US Federal Reserve's move to keep interest rates unchanged for a third straight time, signaling that it is likely done raising rates after having imposed the fastest string of rate increases in four decades. The Fed policymakers are forecasting 3 rate cuts in the coming year, assuming a quarter percentage point reduction, and 4 cuts in 2025. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Indian Railways Catering and Tourism Corporation, also known as IRCTC, will be on radar today as the hospitality and tourism subsidiary of Indian Railways is on road to proliferate in the areas of business beyond railways to promote its brand and business across the nation. NBCC will be among stocks to watch as the state-owned construction company has bagged an order worth 1,500 crore rupees from the National Cooperative Development Corporation. The order is for the construction of 1,469 warehouses and other agri-infrastructure under the world's largest grain storage plan in the cooperative sector at various locations in the country. NSE has retained Balrampur Chini Mills, Delta Corp, Hindustan Copper, India Bulls Housing Finance, India Cements and National Aluminium Company along with Zee Entertainment Enterprises in its F&O ban list for today, while sale has been removed from the list. Coming to IPO updates, the initial public offer of Inox India will open for subscription today. India's largest manufacturer of cryogenic storage tanks raised 437.8 crore rupees from several investors via Anchor Book yesterday. The company is planning to mop up 1,459 crore rupees through the IPO at the upper end of price band, fixed at rupees 627 to 660 per share. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. US stock futures climbed today after the Federal Reserve indicated multiple rate cuts in coming years. Overnight, in the US, the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1.5% to hit record levels and closed above 37,000 level for the first time. The S&P 500 jumped over 1% and crossed the 4,700 mark for the first time since January 2022, while the Nasdaq Composite climbed nearly 1.5%. All three major averages hit their 52-week highs. Asia-Pacific markets mostly rose today, tracking gains in Wall Street. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 0.5% and South Korea's Kospi also popped around 1.5%. Futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index, however, pointed to a weaker open. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Rajesh Virwani of Valcreate PMS on why he sees an opportunity in specialty chemical stocks at this juncture, despite China dumping and demand slowdown.
Yeah, so the specialty chemical sector, I'd look at it in two ways. One is companies which are, in that complex value chain or specialty chemicals, not the commodity chemicals. And the commodity chemicals could be anything starting from what comes out of oil, like benzene, chlorine and all. But we are talking about companies which have complex manufacturing plants where they have at least multi-stage processes and a little bit of innovation in, at least from an Indian standards point of view, in terms of their manufacturing. And the second part is the agrochemical companies, which have also got a lot of support from innovation-based processes like registration with authorities and registration in countries like Europe and US to be able to launch products there. So these are the two segments of specialty chemicals that we look at. And if you look at the whole cycle of specialty chemicals in the last few years, they went through a very good time around 2017 to 2021, 2022, especially during COVID. I think the demand went through the roof and some of these companies had spectacular numbers. But in the last 1 year, 1.5 years, what has happened is that because China went through a COVID situation, there was a huge demand decline. And once China's come back into the market, the the dumping by China has gone up substantially, which has impacted the prices of specialty chemicals across the chain and more for agrochemicals, because China is a big player in agrochemicals, and demand from Europe as well as some of the other nations because of recession has kind of slowed down. And China itself has seen a big slowdown in the construction and overall economy. So that has also impacted the demand for specialty chemicals. I would say that, you know, we are focused on companies and managements which have shown a significant track record across cycles. Not that, you know, because prices are going up, they've done well, but they've done probably well and have stable numbers across the last 15, 20 years. They've benefited from the China Plus One, advantage. And I think some of these companies, based on sustainable numbers, seem to be looking pretty interesting today. And this is a great time to start adding some of the names in the specialty chemical sector. When I say specialty chemicals, I mean some of these complex specialty chemicals as well as agrochemical players. Today, I think we are probably at the cusp of getting these companies at valuations which are building in, say, long-term slowdown in their businesses. I think personally think that these businesses will bounce back in the next 1 to 2 years, given that India has advantages in terms of cost, in terms of innovation, and in terms of that whole alternate supply for Europe as well as US markets. So I personally believe that it's a good time to start adding to some of the specialty chemicals. One should look at the number of steps that a company is using in terms of manufacturing some of these products. It should not be a very basic commodity chemical plant. It should be a company with innovation, should have enough expertise in place, and should have demonstrated across the cycles the ability to manage on a cost-plus basis their margins. And that is very critical in terms of assessing the ability to, bounce back in a recovery.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.